Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Chof. We will begin on Daf Yotes on the base, two lines from the berry, from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Ameri. Says Ameri, Shema Amino. Based on learning our Mishnah, he says we can learn that Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKadosh, that Chulin that were made al Taras HaKadosh ki Kadosh Tami. As we've been discussing, there are various levels when it comes to speaking about different objects and their level of Tumah and Tahara. And as we discussed when we began the sugya, by Chulin, the highest level is Sheni L'Tumah, by Trumah Shlishi, and by Kodesh it's a Revi. But there were individuals who were careful that even Chulin should be kept on a higher level of Kedusha. And when we speak about Chulin being kept on a higher level of Kedusha, there are people that were always makbid to eat chulin only b'tahara when they were tahar. There were individuals that were makbid that the chulin should be treated like truma. And then there were individuals who are careful that the chulin should be treated like kodesh. What that means, some rishonim explain what that means is that, as we just said a moment ago, kodesh could go up to the level of a Revi. The chulin that they ate, even though chulin really only goes up to a level of kodesh, they treated like kodesh, that it could go up to the level of a Revi. And as Rashi explains, the people that did this wanted to make sure that the people in their homes and their families were accustomed to keep kodesh on the proper level of kachim. They were concerned that if they're going to become accustomed to not be always careful with that level of Kedusha, that level of Tahara, they may, Chas v'Shalom, cause Kachim to become Tameh. And in order to avoid ever that from happening, they even ate the Chulin, a Taras HaKadosh. Another pshat I saw is very much related to what we're learning in our Masechta, that when it came to Yontif, everybody was very careful to be on a proper level of Tahara. And that was the way that they were able to make sure that it should be that things would be kept that way. So Gemara says, Rameri says that from learning our Mishnah, we could establish that Chul and Shanas or Taras HaKadosh are treated exactly like Kodesh. Says the Gemara, Mamai, where in our Mishnah is that taught? Says the Gemara, Midalai Ketani, when the Mishnah said, the different levels, the different degrees, the Mishnah didn't say Maila, the Mishnah didn't speak about a separate category of somebody who's careful about Chulin al Taras HaKadosh. Why did the Mishnah not mention that? Because if we're going to learn, as Rameri says, that Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKadosh are treated like Kadosh, and since Kadosh is already mentioned, Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKadosh was not needed to be mentioned. So of course the Mefarshim ask, yes, Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKadosh is certainly not in our Mishnah a separate category. But what makes us say that it's going to be treated like Kadosh? Maybe it should be treated like Chulin. So Mefarshim explain that there was never a Havamina that Chulin Shanas al Taras HaKadosh should be treated like regular Chulin. It's of course much more than regular Chulin. And if it's not mentioned, we're assuming that it's treated like Kodesh. Ask the Gemara. But Dema Haida like Tanu B'Mala, maybe that it's indeed not mentioned as a separate category, but the Dama Truma, because maybe it's treated like Truma. And our Mishnah mentions Truma. The Dama L'Chula HaTani Chulim. The Tanya, because our Mishnah explicitly said, Shechulim Shanas HaTayas HaKodesh HaRein K'chulim. There's a brice that says the chulin that's made a chayas kodesh is chulin. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzaddik amarei ketruma. So we see clearly that there are opinions that don't treat it like kodesh, that treat it like chulin, or treat it like truma, and our Mishnah is not a raya differently. Why does the Tanna Kamma hold that they're treated like truma? He says because there were very few people that ate chulin al taras HaKadosh. And since there were few people that had Chol and Taharas HaKadosh, Chazal didn't create that as a separate category, but they also didn't treat it like Kodesh, because at the end of the day, it's not Kodesh, and that's why they decided to treat it like Truma. And the other man, Amar Belozer, who says that it's treated like Chulin, is simple, because at the end of the day, they are Chulin. And again, I saw the Rishonim explain, since there were few people that kept Chulin on Taharas HaKadosh, Chazal did not feel it that it should have a separate category. And even though, of course, it does represent a very serious approach, still, we can't treat it like Kodesh. We're going to have to treat it like Chulin. Says the Gemara, Ella, Rameri's Raya, suggests the Gemara, is from the Sefer, from the second part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yosef ben Yezer, Chosu Shabakuna. Yosef ben Yezer was very careful, of course, to always eat Truma b'tahara. It was considered Tomei, his garments, as far as Kodesh were concerned. And then the Mishnah continued saying, he ate, as we're discussing, an individual who ate Chulin on Taharas HaKadosh, the water that's used for the with the mixture of the ash of the Paraduma and the Mayim Chayim, we learned in the Mishnah, is the highest level. So since Rav Yochanan Gagoyde, the Mishnah said, was only careful to eat Chulin on Taharas HaKadosh, it wasn't considered completely guarded as far as Kodesh was, as far as Chattis is concerned. What do we see from here? For Chattis, since it wasn't protected in that fashion, it's not considered protected for Chattis. But for Kodesh, it is considered. It is considered properly protected. Alm Kosovar, it's clear that our Mishnah is of the opinion that Chulin Shanas or Taharas HaKadosh, the Tchum that was made al Taharas HaKadosh, is Kekadosh Tami, and the Raya is from the episode of Yochanan ben Gagoyde. Our Mishnah, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, teaches us that there are levels, different levels. What our Gemara begins now to talk about is when we speak about different levels, it all evolves around Shmirah. It all evolves around being careful that everything that's Torah is kept in the proper fashion. And as we're going to be learning very significantly in our next sugya, included in the concept of Shmirah is that we should not have Hesach Hadas, that Shmirah should be a constant Shmirah, it should not be stopped for a moment. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, remembering this, Nafal Mafar Tehimena, somebody's scarf, his head shawl, fell onto the ground. And Amal Chaveroi, and he asks his friend, who he knows is an individual who's careful in Tumat Tahara, Tanali, pick it up, please, on my behalf, and give it to me, Vinosnali, and he actually did so, Tameya, it's still Tomei. And the reason is, because since, when it wasn't on his head, he was Mesiach Das, Al Gemara is teaching us that if there's Hesach Das, it means that the Shmiru was broken. And then the Gemara gives us another such halacha. Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Nischaf lo kelim shel Shabbos b'kelim shel chol. His weekday kelim on Shabbos, we know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, teaches us, the Pasuk says, V'chibaratoi Masayis Teruchecha, and the Pasuk says, the Gemara teaches us, V'chibaratoi Shloim Abushcha shel Shabbos kam Abushcha shel chol. On Shabbos, they wore different types of begodim. And here says the Gemara, the schaf lekelim shashas bekelim shachol, his weekday clothing and the Shabbos clothing got mixed up, the lovshon, and he was careful. But again, this represents a situation of hesach hadas, and therefore it's nitmu. And of course, says the Miri, it would be vice versa as well, if the weekday kelim got mixed up with the weekday garments with the Shabbos garments. Amar Belazar at Tzadik, another episode that represents Hesach Hadas. So it says the Gemara, Amar Belazar at Tzadik, Mas b'shtei noshim chaveiros, there were two women who were friends, and they were people who were careful, again, to watch that everything should remain tahor. Their garments got switched in the bathhouse, above Masl Fnei Rabbi Akiva, and this question came to Rabbi Akiva. And again, even though both of these individuals were people who watched everything should remain but Tahara, but there was clearly here a situation of Hesach Hadas, and that's why Rabbi Akiva Timon. Maskal Ravashia. So Ravashia asked the following question. Elamei Ato, if this is the way we're being so makbid, and we're saying that any situation of Hesach Hadas is Tamei, so what would be the halacha? Hasu yad lita pas shalchitin. You have a basket with bread, different types of breads, and somebody intended to pick up barley bread. Also b'yad pasarim, and instead he wanted wheat bread and he got barley bread. Hachinami nitmas. Are we going to suggest that this is also a situation of Hesach Hadas? And the Achrayim explain, when we learn this Gemara, the Chumra here is, in the previous cases, there indeed was a mix-up. Here, the individual knew that there are different types of breads, different types of rolls in the basket. But if we're taking such a strict approach to Hesach Hadas, ask the Gemara, so we'll be the halacha, that if that happened, that I didn't get what I intended. Hachinami the nitmas. Are we going to say that that represents Hesach Hadas? Ask the Gemara v'hichi teiman. If you want to suggest Hachinami, v'tanya, we learned in the Braisa hamishamish hachavas becheskos yayim. Somebody's watching, protecting a barrel with the assumption that the barrel is full of wine. V'nimtza shalshamish, and then it turns out that it's full of oil. So even though there was this lack of clarity, and maybe that should be considered Hesach Hadas, the Brice indicates that we're not concerned, says the Gemara Tameich. But let's continue learning the Brice, asks the Gemara. Ema Seifa, Vasura Belechel. And one may not eat from that olive oil, from that oil that he thought was wine. Amai. But if we're saying that that's not considered a situation of Hesach Hadas, and it's considered adequately protected, so why would somebody who's being careful with Tumat Tahara not be allowed to eat from it? Amai, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says isn't this clearly indication that this Braisa should not be considered an authoritative Braisa? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, that isn't a concern. Ba'imer, because we're talking about where Ba'imer Shmartia, I was careful that it should not become Tamei. V'loy medavah posley. As we also discussed when we began learning these sugyas, there are two words in Tumat Tahara that seem to be synonymous, but are not. One is the word Tamei, and one is the word posel. Tamei means that something becomes Tamei to the degree that it has the ability to transmit Tumah further. Posel means that it becomes Tamei, but only to the degree that it is possible, but not that it could transmit Tumah further. And this person says, I did it only to the degree that it could become, not that it would not become Tamei, that it would not be a Sheni, but that it could become Shlishi, it could become a Shlishi, but it could become a Revi. Ask the Gemara, Omiyakin the Terusul Apalga, is such a type of Shmira passable? If you're watching it, and if you're watching it to prevent it from becoming Tamei, how could you say I only watched it this far and not that far? Says the Gemara, in there is a raya. Vatanya, here Vatanya means a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, Hoshi yadoi b'sal, somebody put his hand into the basket. Vasalak seifa, he's carrying a basket of dates. And the baits and the basket is on his back. The magrefa b'sayichasal, and there's a shovel that was used to process these dates in the basket. The hoyabalibay alasal, and he was being careful to make sure that the fruit doesn't become tamei. The loyhoyah al magrefa, and he wasn't watching that the shovel should not become tamei. Hakol asal tor, the fruit remains tar. The magrefa tameya, says the Gemara. But even if, so, it's clearly an indication that you could have partial shmira. Ask the Gemara, but why? Why do we say that asal tahor, that the fruit is tar? If we're agreeing, if we're learning that the magreif is tamei, so shouldn't tatame hamagreifa lasal, shouldn't the magreifa make the sal tamei? So the Gemara says that isn't a concern, because the rule is ein kli metame kli. One keli cannot be metame another keli. A keli can't become, a keli which is not an ava tuma cannot be metame another keli. A keli cannot become a sheni l'tuma from another keli. But ask the Gemara, for litma, shema basal, why shouldn't the ta'enim, the fruit, even if we're going to say that the sal is not tummy, what about the fruit? Answers the Gemara, amravina, b'mishmati mitavish mitame v'lo mitavah paslai. Again, this situation of partial shmira. So we clearly see that that is a halachic possibility. Ask the Gemara, mikamokim kasha. We learned a moment ago in the Brisa that if somebody thought that it was wine and it really turned out to be oil, the halacha is that it's tahor. And why in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, when we had these different situations of mix up, were we machma? And furthermore, says the Gemara, Vayim Moshe Rabbi Ravua, Masa Bishachas Shabbos Lofnei Rabbi Shmuel. There was a woman that came to Rabbi Shmuel, Vamalah. And he said to, and she said to him, Rebbe Begadzai Rakta B'Tahara. I know for sure that the entire time that when I was working with this piece of cloth, and the halacha is that a piece of cloth can only become tamei when it's the minimum size of sholosh etzbos or sholosh etzbos. And she was able to report that the entire time from when the this piece of cloth became that size, she was careful to never be tamei. But I did not, I made sure that not to, I know I was tar, but I didn't watch it. And says the Gemara, and Rabbi Shmuel started examining her exactly what happened. When I was setting up the machine, the weaving machine, to make this material, and the beged, the piece of material was already 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, I had a friend, another woman, who was a nida, help me set up the machine. And there's a tumma by a nida, a very serious tumma, called tumas hesed. Tumas hesed means if the nida causes that something should move. And here, by doing this examination, he was able to see that this that indeed this garment was tamei. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, and after this episode, Rabbi Shmuel commented, "Kamen gedolim divrei chachamim, how great were Chazal shayoyimim that they taught us beliba l'shamrei tahor. Only if you intended to watch it, it's tahor. Ain beliba l'shamrei, but if you did not pay attention the entire time that it is tahor, it's tamei, because." Since, and we see from here, since the woman wasn't careful, indeed it was tamei without even her knowing. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, only when somebody pays attention do we know that he could be able to say that what happened, happened. But when a person isn't carefully paying attention, then something can happen without him even knowing. And that's why he said, since you weren't watching the entire time, we need to be concerned. We need to be concerned that it was tamei. But we see from here, says Rashi, that we follow the kavana. We follow the kavana of the person, and as long as there was an intention to make it tar, it would be good. But as the Chazon Ish explains, if hesach adas is possible, if we're saying that a hesach adas is possible, so then even if, why was the need to examine her? That clearly, by her indicating that she wasn't watching the entire time, it's certainly a situation of hesach adas. And if, as we started the sugya, whenever you have hesach adas, it's possible, it's tameh, so what was the need for Shmuel to do any investigation? Shuvmais, and the Gemara continues, Shemais beish ach shabos lofnei Shmuel. There's a woman who came to Shmuel. Amal Rebbe mapes arakti b'tahara. I'm confident that when I was working with this cloth, it was tahor. However, v'lo hayu libi l'shamrei. I know it was tahor, but I wasn't careful to make sure that nothing tumah came in contact with her. It. And Rishma began examining what happened. Amrloi Rebbe Nima Nifsikli, a piece of thread got disconnected. And I tied it with my, and I needed to make it wet to able to knot it together. And I was a nida. And all liquids that emanate from a nida are tame. Amrishma, and Rishma said, Kama gadolim divri chachamim. And it's tamei. But again, as we said a minute ago, the halacha should be that there's no need for investigation. If hesach hadas is an issue, so of course it should automatically, if hesach hadas is an issue, it should automatically be concerned without any further investigation. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of Elizabeth Tzadik, the story of Elizabeth Tzadik, that we had the two women who had their clothing mixed up in the bathhouse. Each one of them is not really quite certain what is the category of her, of the other woman. Even though it might turn out that the other woman is a person who's careful with Tumat Tahara, she has really no way of knowing for sure that that is the case. And since she has no way of knowing for sure that that is the case, that's why, since she has no way of knowing for sure that that is the case, that's why she was Mesiach Das, and that's why it's Tamei. Kol achas v'achas emeres chaverti eishas ha'maritz, and mascha datamina, she doesn't pay attention, and that's why it becomes Tamei. Similarly, the case of Yonasim and Amram, that the weekday clothing and the Shabbos begodim got mixed up. Kivin the came Shabbos over Leishim at Tfir. People were more careful to watch their big day Shabbos, because in Shabbos people, even Amaratzim, who during the week were not so careful with Tum and Tahara on Shabbos. Shabbos, they're more careful. So therefore this person wasn't watching the clothing in the way that they were supposed to be watched. Kivin deshkeim the Shabbos of l'shimet fei. He knows that in Shabbos begodim need to be watched in a higher level. Masach tatiminai, that so now when he thought that these clothing were weekday clothing, he didn't watch him properly. But ask the Gemara Yonasim ben Elazar that when his scarf fell down and he asked somebody to pick it up, navel shmir biyadu dechaveroi. He should. That shmira that somebody else is watching it should be adequate. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we learn now a new halacha. Chazaka, kol she'ein adam mishma'a mirma shirat chaveroi. When there's something to be watched, if it's mine, I watch it properly. When it's somebody else's beged, the halacha is that there I can't be concerned that, I have to be concerned that it wasn't watched properly. And therefore, the halacha is we have to be machmer under those situations. And says the Gemara, "Vatanya v'loy." Is that said true that if I'm not personally watching, it's not good enough? Ask the Gemara, "Vatanya." Have we not learned in a brisa? Hareisha Gemara v'pa'alav. Somebody has employees who are ma'aretz, and they're not careful all the time with tumah tahara. And my employees are tunim taharis. They're carrying different wine, and they're carrying the wine in a klicheris, in a earthenware container. The halacha is that earthenware containers, only klicheris, only can become tamei me'aviron, from what's inside, not from outside. That means, if there's a klicheris, and a person whose tamei touches something on the outside of the klicheris, it will not affect the inside of what's in the klicheris. Even though these workers have traveled from him over a mil away, and he can't see what they're doing, Tyrus of Tyrus, we could be confident that he told them, you have to be careful not to let my wine or whatever is in the klicheres from becoming tamei. He could be confident that they didn't put their hands in and make it tamei. V'mamalhem, however, says the Gemara, says the Brayso, L'chuv ani ovi achreichem. He says, you travel and I'll follow you. Kivishnis alma meinem ahem. Once he's not paying attention, tyros of Timaeus. Because we have to see, we have to be concerned that he's going to put his hand in. But ask the Gemara, we clearly see that a person can watch what somebody else is. Because in the first case, we could rely, the Bryce is saying, that the Amoritz did not put their hands into what's in the Kli Cheres. But ask the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why in the Reisha, where the employer told his employees, please make sure not to be matama what's in my basket, in my Kli Cheres, we could be confident that that didn't happen. And why in the Seifa are we being machmer? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Reisha, he told his people that they should become tamei. He was metar them, and therefore they're not. Even if they were to stick their hand in, it wouldn't be tamei. Ask the Gemara: if I went and made sure that my employees are tar, and even if they'll stick their hands into the kli cheres and touch the wine in it, it wouldn't become tamei. So yochi sefer nami. So why in the sefer are we being machmer? Answers the Gemara, "Ein amoritz makma maga chaveri." Yes, I made sure that all of my employees are tahar. And by me making sure that all of my employees are tahar, even if they were to stick their hands in, they wouldn't make a tamei. But I don't know if this amoritz did not allow somebody else who is an amoritz as well as he to put their hands into the basket and make it tamei. Ihachi. If that's your concern, Reisha Nami, so that concern should exist in the Reisha, answers the Gemara, Balahem B'Derech Elaksin. It's talking about the employer could go there without them noticing that he came. And therefore, since they're always on the concern that he may show up, therefore, they're not going to allow that to happen because he warned them not to let that happen. So there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. Now that the Gemara introduced the concept of balahem derech alaksin, where an employer could come without them noticing that he's there, and therefore they're scared to do something wrong, do we still have to explain that the Gemara is referring to a situation that he made sure that his worker were tahar? Or is the fact that they have this mirsis, they have this fear that their employer could come at any moment, is enough of a reason that everything will remain tahor? It's machlokes rishonim how to learn the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if we've now established that there's a concept of mirsis, so ask the Gemara, yachi sefer nami. Why not in the sefer? Can we also not rely on it if that the employer could come at any moment and catch them if they're doing anything wrong? Answers the Gemara, kivan da amalahu. Since he clearly told them, I'm going to come after you. So he told them, I'm not showing up any moment. So that mirsis, that concern that he could show up any moment, that causes them that fear from doing anything wrong, is not here. They'll be more confident and they will touch. Well, if they're not going to touch, because even if they're tar, they're going to let someone else touch. And that's why we can't be lenient. Our Gemara established a concept of Chazaka Ein Adam Shama Mashviat Chaveri. You can never rely on somebody else to do something that you have to do. So the question is, the Rishonim and Achronim actually discuss. He was saying that I can't rely on someone else. How far does that go? He says that. Says the Meiri, it's a halach in Tum and Tahara. That by Tum and Tahara, there we can't be confident just because I'm tar, if somebody else is not tar, that he won't have Hesach Hadas. And I think what the Meiri means to say is that as we're learning in our Shia today, when we speak about Tum and Tahara, there's a very high level of Shmira. We're learning that Hesach Hadas is already a consideration. So to have that high level of shmira that the halacha requires, that's when we take, that's when we take the concept that ein adam mishama amash biyad chaveri. However, the question comes up if we have to bake, when we bake matzahs, and we have to bake matzahs, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. The matzahs have to be baked, l'shem, that they should be used for mitzvah. So what's going to be the halacha if we have a non-Jewish employee who obviously is not able to have that kavana, but there's a Jew standing there. Here we're not talking about tumah tahara, and he's watching that the matzah should chas v'shalom, the matzah should be baked properly. They should not become chametz. Would that be enough? The Miri seems to say that that would be enough, because only by tumah and tahara is there a concept ein adam shama biyad shvat chaveri. However, the Michas Chinuch clearly disagrees. The Michas Chinuch says that we cannot rely on non-Jewish employees to make the matzahs because they can't have that kavana. And the Chasam Sofer gives a beautiful explanation. He says, when it comes to baking the matzahs, there are two parts in the kavana, two parts that we're trying to accomplish. One, says the Chasam Sofer, is that we're trying to accomplish that the matzahs should not be chametz, to make sure that they're baked in a way that chas v'shalom they don't become chametz. The other thing, says the Chasam Sofer, we're trying to accomplish, is that the matzahs are being made l'shma. So yes, somebody standing and supervising that the matzahs are not chametz, it doesn't require that the person who's actually working on baking those matzahs has to have that intent. Someone else could be watching. But we also know that the matzahs have to be made l'shma. That intent can only be done with the person who's making the matzah. My intent cannot be applied to a second individual. And since my intent cannot be applied to a second individual, the halacha is that the matzahs are not going to be kosher if they were made by a non-Jewish employee. Hanulach ein darshan, hanulach ein darshan, hanulach ein darshan, says the Mishnah. And again, as we've been learning from when we began the sugya, there are different degrees when we speak about tum and tahara. So says the Mishnah, a rule. Chayim b'kodesh b'truma. When we speak about food that's kodesh, we speak about food that's truma, both, as we've been discussing, have to be guarded to make sure that they're kept on the right level of tum and tahara. But still, there are chumras that the Chazal instituted by kodesh that they didn't institute by truma. Truma, as our Mishnah will now identify. The Kedushas Levi says, Tu pshatim, chayim b'kodesh. How does a person attain Kedusha? Mitruma. You have to lift yourself up. You have to separate yourself from all the different elements and influences that are in the world. Truma means to separate. Somebody has to, in order to become kodesh, not just kodesh, but chayim b'kodesh, that somebody wants to be come to the level of a higher level of kedusha, chumra b'kodesh, but truma. You have to lift yourself up from all the influences that exist in the world and to become connected to kedusha. Another pshat that the kedusha slavi suggests is b'truma. Everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in this world is here to enhance our avodas Hashem. B'truma, if we take all these different influences in the world and we lift them up, we don't let them pull us down. But on the contrary, all the influences that exist in the world we use for truma to lift us up to a higher madrega, then chaymer b'kaidish, says the Kedusha Slavi, we will taka b'zaycha to come to a higher level of Kedusha. And says, so now the Mishnah identifies all these chumras. Shev b'tfilin kelim b'tar kelim l'truma. The halach is that if we have two kelim that are tamei, we have to put them in the mikveh. The halach is we could put, when we, for truma, that's an adequate way of putting them in the mikveh, avloy l'kodesh. The Torah Evan says, when the Mishnah, sometimes the Mishnah uses the word litruma, and sometimes the Mishnah uses the word bitruma, or l'kodesh, or b'kodesh. He says, when we're speaking about the actual food that's truma kaidish, that's when the Mishnah uses the words bitruma bekaidish. When we're talking about a keli, which is used for truma or kaidish, the Mishnah uses the word litruma or likaidish. Achrayim, continues the Mishnah, the back of the keli, the toich, and the inside of the keli. So when we speak about the achrayim, most Rishonim explain that the achrayim means that their glasses or their kalim had a base. And if you turn the keli upside down, you could put something into the base. So you have the achrayim, and you have the actual keli, or base at tzvita. Again, here too, there are two pshatim. One pshat is the base at tzvita, is the handle where you hold the keli. Another pshat that I saw, the base at tzvita was like a place on the keli where they put something in to be able to retrieve what's in the keli. The truma, they're considered separate parts of the keli when we speak about hilchos truma, but they are not considered separately when we speak about kodesh. Midaraisa, a food or a liquid can be metama kalim. Midaraisa, a food or a liquid cannot be metama keli, because a keli cannot be mekabel tuma only from an avatuma. And a machel and a mashka are always going to be a rishon. However, Chazal made a rule that mashkim that became tamei from an avatuma, and therefore are halachically a rishon l'tuma, can be metama kalim. And the reason Chazal made that gezeira goes back to something we discussed earlier in our shiur, because we learned that any liquid that emanates from a zav or a zava is an avatuma. In order to not get confused between these different liquids, Chazal said that all liquids have the ability, even though midaraisa they ought not to have the ability, midaraisa they have the ability, midarabanan they have the ability to be matam kalim. However, Chazal wanted to limit this gezeira. And the reason they wanted to limit this gezeira is because the halacha is, one is not allowed to burn truma, one is not allowed to burn kachim, unless they are truly tameh. And here, when we'll have food that's truma kachim, that became tameh from this kind of liquid, that's only tameh midrabanan, meaning midaraisa, it's not tameh, we shouldn't be allowed to burn them. So the way Chazal were confident that we won't get mixed up and we'll realize that this is not truly tameh, is by differentiating when food became tameh, but when it's kaidish from a mashka, versus when food became food that's truma that became tameh from a mashka, to avoid the different, by saying different parts of the kalim have the same or not the same. Next in hanosis hamedras, anything that the zav sits on or stands on, that's meant to sit or stand on, also gets a very high level tumah. It's called tumas medras. Hanosis hamedras, somebody, the example that all the Rishonim give, is somebody's carrying a shoe that the Zav wears, so the shoe that the Zav wears is Tamei Midras, Noises a Truma, may carry at the same time Truma. And we're not concerned that he's going to make the Truma Tamei without Midras. And here too, the Rishonim explained that the Mishnah is speaking about an example that we gave earlier in our shiur, and that is, he's carrying the food in a klicheris. So since he's carrying the food in a klicheris, as we've discussed, anything that's a klicheris, anything that's in klicheris, doesn't become tamei if the outside of the klicheris came in contact with tumah. So if somebody's carrying food that's in a klicheris, even if it's truma, and at the same time is carrying something which has tumas medris, it's not a problem. He may do so. Ava loy es kodesh. He may not do so when he's carrying kodesh food. Next, in big day oichle truma, a people who are careful to eat the truma with tahara midrash l'kodesh. This is a din that we actually learned earlier in the Masechta, that anything even kahanim who are careful to eat truma and they're careful to only eat it with tahara, they may not eat. That doesn't mean that they can be eat kodesh unless they're careful that to be careful as that as to make sure that it contain that retains that high level of tahara that kodesh requires. Like means that kodesh means a truma. So the kodesh, if you have to, we're talking now about hilchas chatzitza. The kodesh, if you have to take something that has a knot in it, you have a beged that has a knot in it. So loy kamidish sakodish midis atruma. The kodesh matter. The halacha is first you have to untie any knot before you take it into the mikvah, and if it's a wet garment menagiv, you have to dry it from any prior liquid that may on it be in it, and then matbil, and then take it to the mikvah vakach kosher, and then you can retie it. With truma, by truma kosher, you could even make a knot, vachach matbel. The knot doesn't bother me. And therefore, as the Rishonim explain, halachically, this is not really considered a chatzitza. And therefore, you could take the beged to the mikveh that way. By kodesh, as we're learning throughout the mesechta, throughout this mesechta, we're much more concerned. And by kodesh, we have to take it apart. The question is, why would this be considered a chatzitza? Why should this be considered a chatzitza? We're going to be learning in our coming shiurim that when anything wet comes in contact with the mikveh, it becomes tahor. So, the Marei Meisod explains, we're not concerned about any liquid. We're concerned that there might be a foreign matter. And therefore, that we're concerned that far matter will be chatzitza. Another shot is that we're concerned that the liquid, Tosfos says, is tamei, and therefore that will only be matamid beged once again. Says the Gemara, kelim and the Gemara and betara, if you had a keli, and we know that a keli can never become tamei until it's finished being made. So here, when you manufactured this keli, you made sure that as you were finishing it, which is when it could become tamei, you were doing it with tahara. Still, before you use it, tzrichim tavil kodesh avloy l'truma. Next halacha. Kli mitzav kama shesh b'toichai. Anything that's in the same keli is all considered one. L'kodesh avloy l'truma. That means if you have a number of pieces of food and one keli, and the question is, somebody who's tamei touched one of those pieces of food, what is the halacha with all the other pieces? So as far as kodesh is concerned, everything is considered like one piece. And even though this person who's tamei only touched one piece, everything in the keli, when it's, as far as hilchos kodesh is concerned, is considered having come in contact with the tumah. But truma, it wouldn't be that way. What you touch becomes tumah, and then it continues to transmit tumah with the halacha as a transmission of tumah. Harvi b'kodesh pasul, v'shlishi b'truma. As we said previously in our shir, the word pasul in truma, in tumah and tahara, means that this is tumah that can't go further. So the last stop by kodesh is harvi. Something which is a harvi l'tumah by kodesh does not have the ability to transmit tumah further. By truma, the last stop is a shlishi. A shlishi by truma does not have the ability to transmit further. And with truma, imnitmas achs miyadov, if his hand became tamei, and the Rishonim say we're talking about a case where it became tamei with a tumah derabbanan, where that type of tumah, as we mentioned previously, is not necessarily going to be matama the entire person. And that's why, for example, we only have to wash our hands before we eat. We don't have to go to the mikveh before we eat. Chaver tatoir. So if one hand became tamei, it doesn't affect the other hand. By kodesh, the halach is matbol shteim. If one hand became tamei, you have to take both hands to the mikveh. So yad metamis b'chaver to b'kodesh. If one hand is tamei by kodesh, the other hand automatically becomes tamei. Avaloi b'truma, but that's not the halacha by truma. Oichlen neguvim. The halacha is that food are only mekabel tuma if they became wet, as we often discuss. The halacha muchsh lekabel tuma. It has to come in contact with the seven liquids, yad shachatam, then they can mekabel tuma. And therefore, for food that never got wet, we allow to eat, we die mesavas. Even when your hands are tamei de rabbanon, because that food can't become tamei because it never got wet. So it was never mukshel kabel tuma. That's halacha by truma. By kodesh, even if the food never got wet, you may not eat it with hands that are tamei, even a tuma de rabbanon. Ha'ainen, somebody who lost one of his close relatives, who, as we discussed in Masechta Ma'id Katan, doesn't do any mitzvahs. He's an oinon until after the kfura. Or mechusa kapurim. The Torah speaks about people who are tamei, and after their tamei, they have to go to the mikvah, and they have hair of shemesh. But in certain situations, that is not enough. They still have to also bring kabonis. Until they bring the kabonis, the halacha is that they are considered mechusri kaparim. And the Mishnah teaches us that the Rabbanan instituted that even though they went to the mikvah, they still have to have tzrich and tefillah l'kodesh. In order to be able to eat kodesh, they would have to go to the mikvah again after bringing their kabonis. But that halacha, avaloi l'truma, does not apply by truma. By truma, halacha is you could eat it without going to the mikvah again. And the Torah Evan explains the reason is because since till now, halacha is that somebody who's a mechusa kapurim may not eat kabonis until he brings the kabonis. So we have to be careful and to differentiate before and after. But he may eat truma even though he hasn't brought the kabonis, and therefore this rule wasn't instituted for truma. The question that I saw that the Rishonim point out, Tosfos discusses, the halacha is, will they require hair of shemesh? As we know, the halacha always is that an individual who is tamei and goes to the mikvah does not become tor until he has hair of shemesh, until night comes. What's going to be the halacha if an oinin and mechusa kapurim that we just learned they have to go to the mikvah, do they still need hair of shemesh? So Tosfos and the Rash are of the opinion that this whole rule that we just learned is only a chumrah de rabbanon, and therefore Chazal did not require in such circumstances hair of shemesh. Other Rishonim say that the rabbanon do require hair of shemesh, and the explanation is because we know that called the tikkun rabbanon, where any rule that Chazal institute came deraisa tikkun, they follow the same model as the rule in the Torah. And since, as we just learned, wherever the Torah requires tvila, the Torah also requires Harif Shemesh, so here too, the halach would be that Harif Shemesh, by the Oinen and Mechusa Kippurim, besides, as the Mishnah says, they have to go to the mikvah, they would also have to have Harif Shemesh.